You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. My next guest is PGA Tour caddy, Noah Zelnick. Noah's on the bag for PGA Tour player, Michael Bradley. And he's been a guest on Goldie Bounce Golf many times. So let's have a warm welcome for Noah. Welcome, Noah.
How are you, Liza?
I'm really good.
Awesome.
So, Noah, where are you at right now?
Right now, I'm pulled over in a gas station somewhere in the mountains of Virginia, I believe, on my way to Greenbrier in West Virginia.
All right.
I just pulled off the highway, and after listening to Sean O'Hare's victory speech on XM Radio, and it was pretty exciting. You know, I had two personal interests in the... You know, in this outcome at the Canadian Open, you know, one is Sean being a longtime friend of mine and playing the New England Tour with him, and the other is I actually went up to work with Chris Blanks, and I caddied for him in Charlotte this year. He actually works with the same putting coach Michael Bradley does, Kevin Weeks, up at Cog Hill, so I was on his bag up in Charlotte helping him out, and so it was kind of torn between two worlds watching both guys go at it.
Definitely. How is that for a PGA Tour caddy?
How
is it to be torn like that?
You know, I mean, if I was in the playoff, I'd probably be a little more torn, you know, pulling for myself. But at this one, either way, it doesn't matter. You know, it was nice to see Sean, who I've known forever, and I had some words with him this year. He had played horrible at the Hilton Head tournament, and I had some words with him and his father-in-law after he had changed caddies. You know, just explain things about his golf swing that I felt he was not doing well. Because I said to him that in 2004, he had played his best golf with us. He never finished outside the top five in New England and never missed a cut the whole year of 2004. So I explained to him, I said, Sean, this is not the way that you swing the golf club. So he had actually switched teachers the following week and went back to the guy he was working with in 2004 and, you know, had switched caddies. And now he's actually, you know, I'm on here to talk about the caddy carousel, I guess.
But yes.
He had Brian Smith on his bag now, who used to work for Justin Leonard, but had just switched over starting in the week of Hartford for him. So this was a new caddy for Sean.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think a caddy with a good set of eyes, as what I'll talk about in a little bit, I think is as important, if not more important, than a really good teacher as well.
I think so, too. Obviously, it's fair to say that most caddies have tried to make it on tour themselves at one time in their career.
I wouldn't say that, but I would say that the trend of caddies has definitely changed. I mean, just the caddies in the playoff, to give you a background, Brian Smith is a very good player. You know, I know he had gone to tour school, made it to second stage a few times, used to caddy for John Houston and Brad Faxon and Justin Leonard, so very experienced. You know, he's a Tampa guy like myself now and very good player. I mean, has played probably mini tours and won mini tours for 10, 15 years, and the new caddy for Chris Blanks, who started up at Aronimink in Philly, is because Travis Perkins played on the PGA Tour 2 years ago and the Nationwide Tour last year and had just given up playing on the West Florida Tour 3 weeks ago to go caddy for Blanks.
Good choice.
So, these are caddies that all have playing experience. I mean, I'm not going to say all of them do, but that's the trend now guys are getting more guys that have played for the other shoulder to lean on as they're coming down a stretch of tournaments.
Well, didn't Vajegas' caddy, Brett Waldman, make the Nationwide Tour through Q School this season?
Yeah, Brett Waldman is now playing the Nationwide Tour.
Right.
You know, he used to caddy for Vajegas, and Vajegas' caddy is the one who used to caddy for Sean O'Hare, Brennan Little, who actually used to work for Mike Weir. So he left Mike Weir to work for O'Hare, then after O'Hare, he went to work for Camilo Vajegas. So this is a whole caddy carousel that started just about the day after TPC of what we're all getting into, which has led up to Tiger Woods letting go and parting his relationship with Steve Williams.
Yes. Now, that was a little bit of a shakeup this week. Apparently, it was decided a couple weeks ago, though.
Yeah, they said on Sunday at the, I guess, obviously Steve Williams is fantastic at keeping secrets.
Oh, yeah.
So, he obviously was told, I guess the story I'd heard was right before the trophy presentation at the AT&T, the Tiger host, even though Tiger didn't play, You know, for I don't know what the specifics are there, but apparently they just parted ways, I guess, after. It was kind of weird timing. I mean, Stevie stuck by him for 18 months, and we don't know what happens behind closed doors. We don't know what happens out on the road. Each caddy and each player have different relationships. I got to think they're pretty tight. I mean, being that they were both in each other's weddings, and I'm not sure. I know Tiger was the best man at Stevie's wedding. I'm not sure if Stevie was the best man at Tiger's wedding, but they spent an awful lot of time, and I think that the friendship comes first before caddying, and I was kind of shocked to hear that he let him go, as the timing just did not seem right from what I had heard from other caddies.
Do you feel like Steve Williams, you know, he's pretty close-mouthed. If he was to talk more candidly than he has been talking, like I know he did a radio interview in New Zealand where he kind of spoke up a little bit, but would he be blackballed out on tour? Like maybe if he spoke more about what really happened, he wouldn't be hired by other tour players because they wouldn't want him to talk.
I mean, there's a difference of, you know, talking among peers, talking to the media, and then talking out loud, I would say. Stevie didn't say anything that incriminates Tiger. Stevie just said he's disappointed. There's the old saying, and you'd hate to be cliche about it, what happens at camp stays at camp. What happens to Vegas stays at Vegas.
Definitely.
When you're friends with them, I mean, I'm going to put it for any other sport fans out here, what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room. I mean, you hear guys getting blackballed. I don't think Stevie's going to get blackballed by other players. You know, he's obviously got a job with Adam Scott. He spoke his mind. I mean, when the player's wrong, and I'm not saying Tiger Woods is wrong, I'm not saying Stevie's right. What happens out there is between those two. Everyone's just kind of questioning the timing. I mean, and he didn't say anything that incriminates Tiger. He just said that he stood by him. They're friends, and he was just shocked to lose his job.
You just don't know what's going on.
Everything's situational out there. Nobody knows what happens behind closed doors. None of us know. We can only speculate. We only know what the media says or reports. So it's tough to comment on. You can't really say anything. We don't know who's right, who's wrong. Obviously, there must have been more that's going on than what has been told to us. But, you know, Stevie's just shocked that he's got his opinions on why he's shocked. I've heard a lot of players say that Stevie Williams should have been glad just that Tiger made him a wealthy man, that he did. Well, that sounds great. And I think Tiger would win with whoever's on his bag. But you can't take away the success that Stevie had with Tiger.
Right.
You know, I mean, obviously he struggled as of late, Tiger. I don't know if it's necessarily physically or mentally, but here's a guy that obviously was there when he was at his best. When the chips are down, guys need change just to, you know, our whole government, we voted on change. Unfortunately, change doesn't work out for everybody.
You've been a caddy for a long time. What's like some of the codes of the road for a PGA Tour caddy? You know, that every caddy helps their player with or whatever.
You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. I mean, it's personal for each player, what each player wants. What your player does is your player's business. And if you see something, you don't say it. It's just, that's your player's business. If you want to discuss it with your player, that's great. But it's not any, you definitely don't sell out another man. Or woman, for that matter, or whatever happens. It's just an unwritten code. If you want to keep your job out there, you don't, you know, I guess it's kind of like, what you don't see, you don't see. Or you just kind of turn your head. I'm not saying that I turn my head. I'm just saying that I don't pay attention to what other people do out there. I watch on how someone plays on the golf course, and that's how the general public views them. I mean, unfortunately, when their private life gets a little tabloidish and that's for them not minding their own P's and Q's.
Well, listen, Noah, hold on. I'm going to go to a quick word from my sponsor, Jeremy Roenick, and Pembroke Country Club, and then we're going to come back.
Okay, no problem.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Roenick, owner of Pembroke Country Club, and we want you to play more golf. Come visit us at Pembroke Country Club for more ways to play. Get your player's card. You buy 5 rounds, you get the 6th one free. Use it for yourself or for your friends. Visit us at www.pembrokegolf.com. There are more ways to play at Pembroke Country Club.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. On the line with me is PGA Tour caddy Noah Zelnick. Noah's on Twitter, and he can be found at Noah Zelnick. Now, Noah, we have about 30 seconds left. I want to know what your take on who Tiger Woods' next caddy may be.
I think you mentioned who I had been saying should become his next caddy. And I had said that Brett Waldman would be a perfect fit for Tiger Woods. my personal opinion, I think Brett is very knowledgeable about the golf swing. I think, as I was saying, I think teachers are getting too involved, and I think a caddy with a good set of eyes could really, you know, help a lot of players. I think, and this is a bold prediction, I've been saying it, if Brett Waldman takes Tiger Woods' bag, I think Tiger Woods becomes number one in the world in the next 9 months.
All right, Noah. Well, I want to thank you once again for coming on my show and giving us your best synopsis of the situation.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Liza.
Thank you, Noah.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Don't forget, for a behind-the-scenes look at the production of the Goldie Bounce Golf Show, check out my blog at goldiebouncegolf.com.